So this guy does, his girlfriend is making fun of him. So they're in the car. The girlfriend is making fun of the guy because he doesn't know how a pad works.
What kind of pad? We mean like a maxi pad?
A maxi pad.
Oh, okay.
So I hate to tell you, I'm in the same boat with this guy.
What?
I had no idea how it works until today. Today, I learned for the first time how a pad works.
Actually, the way you should phrase it if you're a millennial is, I was today years old when I learned how a pad works.
And how do you pee with the pad on?
How do you think you pee with the pad on?
You have to take it off first, obviously.
See, exactly.
Wow. It sticks to your underwear, not to your vagina.
How do you pee with the pad on? Do you just pee in the pad and just let it sit in your vagina?
Right.
Oh my god.
Am I wrong?
What is the pad attached to?
Your coochie.
No.
What are you talking about?
Honey, no.
Where else would you put a pad? Do you not put a pad on your vagina?
Right.
Oh my god.
It's on your underwear, Isaac.
Where is it? It's not actually on your vagina?
No, oh it's my on your God. Underwear.
Like on the inside of your underwear?
Okay, I was today years old when I learned that that's not the way it goes. I had no idea.
What did you think?
I thought it went on the you stuck it on your body.
But so all the commercials you've seen, like now with wings, like what did you think the wings were? What'd you think those went?
Inside your thighs. And I thought, because I think it's got a Velcro, or I think it's got tape or something.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's got tape. That's correct. It's like a sticky tape. Uh-huh.
So I thought the tape stuck
to your skin.
To the underside of your skin.
For women that don't shave,
right,
that way, that would hurt a lot. Think about that. Think about just like taking a Band-Aid off of your hairy arm. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I didn't think every single day.
Do you think women would put up with that? Do you think women would put up with having to rip a sticky pad off
right.
of their hair area is the best way to put it. And if you don't shave, and even if you do and you miss a hair, can you imagine the pain every single day of taking that thing on and off? The industry would be, it would be bankrupt in like a week.
Okay. But I didn't think that far through how it would. I thought it was a special tape that came off real easy. So you stuck it there.
Uh-huh.
And
they just like walked around all day with it like stuck to your...
Like a diaper.
But then that would be a diaper. The diaper's the whole thing. This is just...
But the diaper, you don't put the diaper on the underwear and then the underwear up. You the diaper goes right there.
You thought this was like a mini diaper, basically.
Right.
So all these years, you think that we women have been walking around, all the women walking around saying, oh, I'm so PMS, oh, I'm so bloated, walk around with like a little mini diaper going on down there? That's what you thought?
That's why they changed to those other ones that don't stick. I get that.
What's another one that doesn't stick? What doesn't stick?
The one that goes, don't make me say it.
You can't say the word tampon?
There. So that's the different one.
Right.
So I thought if you didn't want to go through that pain, you would do that. I don't know why there's two different types. That's what I don't understand. Why are there two different types? There only should be one. There's not two different types of diapers. There's only one type of diaper. So why do you need two different types?
Because these aren't diapers. This is completely different. Okay, so the difference between a tampon and a maxi pad is twofold. There's women that don't feel comfortable shoving stuff up there. I'll start with that.
Okay.
That's the first thing. And then there's a lot of women that, how do I say this? They need a lot of extra absorbency. I'll put it that way. A lot of extra absorbency.
Right.
So they do want to shove something up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also think about it. Like, you go swimming. What are you going to do? Have a pad attached to your bathing suit while you swim? No, it would get wet. It would be a problem. So in that case, you have to use a tampon.
But how am I supposed to know how it goes on, that it goes on in the underwear? I didn't know either. I thought every time you go to the bathroom, you have to take it off and you have to put a new one on because it's stuck on there.
Well, you do have to put a new one on because it gets soiled and you have to change it the way you would change your underwear.
But
on
you
a
don't have
basis.
To. So now if it's stuck to the underwear, you don't have to change it every time you go in the bathroom because it's not stuck to you.
Well, okay. Either way, it's not stuck to you. It's never stuck to you. Get that out of your head. There's no right. scenario that any woman on this planet would have ever put up with a cotton pad of some kind just stuck to their body. Like they were going to walk around with the thing like just sticking there. That was never going to happen.
Right.
Okay. So you change it based on how, put it this way.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you're sitting at the table having breakfast and you have, well, you drink Mountain Dew.
Right.
For breakfast. Okay. Let's say you have a cup of Mountain Dew in front of you, full cup of Mountain Dew in front of you, right? And you accidentally knock it over. How much paper towel are you going to get for that, what you just spilled?
A bunch.
A bunch, right? A lot.
Right.
Okay. Let's say you're pretty much done with your Mountain Dew and there's like a sip left on the bottom and you knock that over.
Right.
So how many paper towels do you really need for that?
Just one, maybe.
Yeah, like one with a half of one would be fine. A period goes on for, like a menstrual cycle is like 5 days for some women.
Right.
Okay. And in the beginning, it's like a full glass of Mountain Dew. By the end, it's maybe like a sip.
Oh. So yeah. It changes.
It changes.
Thanks for ruining Mountain Dew for me forever.
You are welcome.
I appreciate that. Now I'm not going to be able to drink a Mountain Dew and not think of that. Thanks. I appreciate it. I should have never brought this up.